From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The nation's oldest and largest civil rights organization is losing its president. Today, Kwayusi Mfume said he needs a break after nearly 9 years as chief executive of the NAACP. Mfume left Congress to take over the organization, which was in financial crisis at the time. He's credited with restoring its fiscal health. Mfume denied he was resigning because of internal squabbling or to run for elective office. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Kwayusi Mfume, whose adopted West African name translates to conquering son of kings, became president of the NAACP in 1996. At the time, the organization was $3.2 million in debt and tarnished by scandals, the legacy of former executive director Benjamin Chavis. Today, Mfume said he is leaving a much different NAACP.
Some thought that we had lost our way, and in the process, they thought that we had lost our will. Today, we are, at the very least, the nation's largest activist organization, alive, aggressive, and vocal.
Mfume denied his departure was due to, as he put it, any internal strife. But the director of the Philadelphia branch of the NAACP, Jerry Mondesire, told NPR the NAACP board refused to renew Mfume's contract. According to Mondesire, the board was unhappy with the recent lag in fundraising and Mfume's failure to outline an agenda for the future. NAACP board chairman Julian Bond today praised Mfume's leadership of the organization, but pointed out major challenges remain for the civil rights group.
We know that the unemployment rate of African Americans is now and has been for a long time twice the rate for white Americans. You have only to look around you in any city in the country, in the parts of the city where the poor people live, to see almost an abandonment by the public and public sources of the people who live there, the institutions they depend on, their schools. I mean, the list just goes on and on.
Another major challenge for the organization is to expand its membership, now stuck at about 500,000 members. Mfume has sought to diversify the NAACP by reaching out to Latinos. Mfume, a former five-term Democratic congressman from Baltimore, has led the organization in some high-level political controversies. President Bush refused to address the group during its annual convention in Philadelphia last summer. And the IRS has begun investigating the organization's tax-exempt status after Bond delivered a speech critical of Republicans. Lorenzo Morris, a political science professor at Howard University in Washington, says Mfume's tenure at the NAACP has largely been successful.
I think it's a well-rounded term. In terms of important accomplishments, he's brought the NAACP back to center stage in sort of African-American and civil rights politics. He has restored, I think, the reputation of the organization. He has, and at the same time, restored his financial soundness.
As for his future, Mfume says he has no job lined up. He says he plans to take a vacation and spend more time with his sons. He'll remain as a consultant to the NAACP until next July. There's been speculation Mfume could run for the U.S. Senate from Maryland in 2 years. Today, he would only say, if it happens, it happens. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.